Hey everybody, welcome to another wrestling podcast here at Capes and Scowls. No Kyle Starks this time because I was busy and I did not have time to contact him. I know he's a very busy guy. I know he hasn't been keeping up with wrestling, but, you know, we still love you, Kyle.
That's kind of understandable.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. definitely is. But this was kind of thrown together last minute. That's why Kyle is not on here. But go support him. He has a new book coming out. You can order it in the previews right now. Assassin Nation, number one, from Image Comics. Him and Erica Henderson, who you know from Squirrel Girl Art. And that book looks hilarious. So, there's the plug for Kyle. We're going to talk about the Royal Rumble 2019, and we have hopes and dreams, and they're probably better than what's really going to happen.
We usually come up with better ideas than what they do.
I'm really toying with my picks for the main Rumbles, because the last three times I picked the Rumbles, I picked the person entering at number two. Both the men's and women's last year, I picked Becky and Finn to win, and they both entered at number two, and the year before was Jericho, he entered at number two.
On the topic of like the number one and number two thing, you know what frustrates me while I watch the Rumbles?
What's that?
They make a big deal about, he was the first entrant, he's still here. Well, the second entrant is in at the same time as the first entrant, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
Because he's not the first.
Right, but he granted, yes, the first entrant stands in the ring longer, but the action is...
He's got five extra butterflies.
Right. Is, like, the same. So, like, I feel like they should make just as big of a deal for
those
the
those lights hitting you, though, that takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, zap you.
Okay.
It's like being on a giant tanning bed.
Because, like, they made it... Who was it? It was Finn and Rusev started last year, right?
I believe so.
And they're like, oh, Rusev's been in the ring for, like, so long. It's like, okay, well, Finn's still in the ring.
Yeah, Finn looks exhausted, and he's in great shape, so...
Right. And he was in longer than Rusev, but not out of the credit. That's my tangent to start it.
That's why I really like, I think it's the 96 Royal Rumble where Shawn Michaels and British Bulldog entered one and two, and they were the last two.
That's awesome.
Because they would make a thing like, oh, Shawn came in first, and then it's like, wait, the Bulldog's still in there too.
Yeah.
That was just better commentating, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I don't even remember who was the commentator. It was probably JR and the King or somebody.
Was the King commentating in 96?
He was off and on. It could have been Vince McMahon. Could have been Gorilla Monsoon. Monsoon was probably gone by that point.
Yeah.
There's a couple people it could have been.
Right.
Could have been the Macho. No Macho left.
he would have been in WCW. Well, since we were tangenting, we'll just keep tangenting.
AEW? Yeah. I'm excited. I knew where. I just saw the light in your eyes.
That it could
happy.
Be a potential, like, rival to WWE, since they have, like, real
potential.
Money.
It is.
Well, I mean, they haven't done anything yet.
And they're already a threat.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Vince is scared,
He should be.
But I think it'll be great, because then they'll actually have to put out good content, assuming the AEW content is good.
The greatest thing that could happen for pro wrestling is somebody to be a competitor to the WWE on this level. Yeah. On a financial and business level as
and
well.
AEW backers have more money than Vinnie Mac, so...
When's he going to get gold dust? Get gold dust. He's not doing nothing.
Right.
He must have a great contract so that he won't...
I imagine he has a really cushy... Because he's always been like a company guy. For a long time.
Yeah, there's just a couple hiccups there. But yeah, you're right. They really like Dusty. They've made their amends with Dusty. And they wanted to take care of his kids. Rhodes left on good terms. You know, he didn't screw them over in any way. And he became the greatest thing ever on the indies. And that's what they don't want to happen. Right. He's the reason Ricochet's in NXT. Ricochet is not what they want. They want no one else to have Ricochet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we can loop back now.
Oh, coming back in.
Since we did that.
Coming back in.
So the first, what'll probably be the first match, it'll probably be undercard, but the Buddy Murphy versus Kalisto versus Akira Tozawa versus Hideo Itami. I don't watch 205 Live. Buddy Murphy's awesome, though.
Buddy Murphy's awesome. Hideo Itami is really good. He constantly gets hurt. Tozawa was getting pushed for a little bit. He's the guy who screams. Yeah. And Kalisto...
Botches a lot.
He did, yeah. this really feels like, let's just throw a bunch of people on.
Right.
There doesn't have to be rhyme or reason. Let's do an old school style cruiserweight match where it's just flippy-doos for days.
It'll probably be 10 minutes.
Right.
Maybe.
15 tops.
Maybe. I think the only person that could beat Buddy Murphy in this match, high profile enough, is Hideo Itami. I don't think anybody else, nobody wants to see Kalisto get the belt back. I don't think Tozawa's been built up enough to get the belt either. I don't see a benefit to taking it off of Buddy Murphy
right
now from any of these guys anyways. Hideo, maybe they could pass the belt back and forth, but I don't think we need it.
No.
This is really just, let's get a bunch of flippy doos and a bunch of different styles all on the screen where new people will see it.
So you're picking Buddy?
I am picking Buddy, yes.
So am I.
Okay.
So am I.
All right.
He's the only one I know.
Kalisto's in Lucha House Party.
Lucha, Lucha, Lucha.
He's the smallest of them.
Yeah, and Tozawa was in Titus Worldwide. Worldwide.
Yeah.
For that.
And he'd go, ha, 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 ha. A lot.
Tozawa, if you want to see good Tozawa matches, he was very good in the original Cruiserweight Classic, or the only Cruiserweight Classic.
Okay.
He was in that. He made it, I want to say, to semifinals. He had really good matches with everybody. He did the thing where he wrapped you up in a ball and kicked you in the butt.
Oh.
It didn't make a lot of sense, but it was fun to watch.
All right. So then I guess we have what the match everyone is looking forward to.
Huh?
The Bar versus...
We are the Bar!
Shane McMahon and The Miz. The greatest tag team wrestlers.
So I have a theory.
Since Shane McMahon is the greatest wrestler ever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He has a trophy that says so.
Right.
Brilliant.
He's the greatest.
So I have a theory as to why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think they didn't expect the whole Daniel Bryan thing to be as over as it is. And I think Shane is just going to fight The Miz at WrestleMania, and this is the start of the setup. There's no reason for this at all.
No.
No one wants The Bar to lose. No one wants to see Shane McMahon be tag champs with The Miz. There's not really
a payoff.
Or wrestle. But let's just assume some people do. They have head wounds. There's no payoff either way. Like, The Bar just retaining and then fighting somebody better. Giving a different team. You talk about giving other people a chance, and yes, you implement it a little, but then it's like, let's just throw these guys together. One who is supposed to be the boss, that's where you lose me. Like, if it was, you know, anybody else thrown in with The Miz just because, for storyline reasons, that's fine.
Right.
But I don't... Shane on my screen as a wrestler... it's not good.
What if, like, Shane's like, I don't know, he walks into the ring... Or not even, blows his, like, calf.
pops both of his quads straight into the ring.
Oh, man. That's a, like, McMahon tragedy.
And then he's got to get someone to replace him.
Just, and that, like, person's a random person.
Nicholas.
Nicholas, two-time champ! That I would like. Did they beat The Bar, too? I can't remember. Yeah, well, yeah, there you go. Here comes Nicholas. He's got, like, a little stubble.
Just a big fake beard.
Oh, it's just blatantly fake.
And, like, the brawn tank top. It's real low cut.
Get these hands.
They've covered him in makeup, so it looks like he has giant pecs.
If Nicholas comes back, like, every 5 years and wins the tag belts, I'm okay with this. What would be the best thing ever is if he actually trained and became a good wrestler.
Yeah.
Do you know how cool that would be?
Yeah.
Like, you were part of this joke kind of angle. You won the tag belts, and then he becomes, like, an actual tag wrestler when he's all grown up and whatnot. That'd be amazing. Who knew I wouldn't hate that? It really sounded like I should hate
it. I don't think you knew you didn't hate it.
You're right. I think you're right. I think in the moment I'm like, this is so dumb. But, like, I get it. And when I found out it was that referee's son, and it was like a reward for the referee, I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah. Made it a little more okay.
Right. It made it a lot more okay. So what else we got?
So we're collectively taking The Bar?
Yes, I am taking The Bar. You taking The Bar?
Nicholas and The Miz.
I would love that to be. I hope you're right.
Do you want to stipulate that if Nicholas shows up, it's Nicholas and The Miz?
Yes, I will stipulate that if Shane blows all his quads, elbows, and ball sacks out, that Nicholas will run down and team with The Miz.
What's Nicholas's finisher?
The hot tag. If they do dueling figure fours in the center of the ring, that would be kind of cool.
Okay.
Like if Miz... skull-crushing finales, everybody, and then they do the figure four.
They both lock in the figure four.
Yeah. We've already booked a better match than what we're likely to see. Yeah. You taking The Bar?
Yes.
Outside of Nicholas?
Yeah.
Okay.
But to your point, though, about new people, like, I'm a little bored of the Bar versus the Usos versus the New Day.
Right.
Granted, all those matches are great.
They're great.
And, like, that's and why I
begrudgingly love them.
Right.
You know? I don't want to.
You have Sanity, which came up in...
Yeah.
What happened? Nothing.
Right. And I love Sanity. Eric Young is my favorite.
They did absolutely nothing. What other tag teams are there on SmackDown?
The Colognes, I think, are on there.
The who?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know anymore.
Right. Like, so anyone that else that could be a tag team has been, like, pushed so far down that it's not believable.
Right.
Like, at all. Like,
the club.
Again, they're great.
They are great.
But
they need to go to AEW. Yeah. Oh, my God. If anybody would benefit from it. Carl Anderson is, like, one of the top guys. And
yeah.
Nothing.
Unless they decide they're done and just are getting big cushy paychecks and that's enough for them.
I'd be enough for me. You know, that's me.
So the Bar minus Nicholas showing up.
Correct.
For Tim and I and Olivia, you're hardcore on the Nicholas thing?
Yes. I think Shane's like not going to make it in the ring somehow.
Okay.
Like either he's going to back out.
Starts as a handicap match maybe and then Nicholas runs down.
Yeah.
I would love it. I would love it.
So we don't know anything of the Raw titles being on the show.
As of the moment, yeah.
Right. So we are like 2 weeks removed from Mania at recording.
Rumble.
So we don't, yeah. Yeah, from the Rumble. And so we don't have all the matches or potential things.
Right.
So I guess the next match we can go to, I guess we'll go in like my own personal order of excitement. So the next match that I'm not really that excited about will be the Brock Braun match.
Sure.
Sure.
Brock?
Right. Brock.
You think Brock's going to win?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so... all right. In the vein of, you know, WWE is going to give the fans what they want now.
Mm.
No one wants to see did Brock win.
Did you believe that?
Right, and should we believe that?
No.
In that case, obviously, Braun should win. Sure. However,
yes,
I feel like Brock's gonna win, and then he's just gonna retire right then and there.
No,
no,
he gets too much money.
Yeah, that's not as believable.
All Brock cares about is money.
Yeah,
no?
He gets millions of dollars every time he walks down that ring.
Yep,
that ramp.
Yep,
straight up millions.
Yep, that's why he circles it all the time and leaves.
Right,
I think. It would make a lot of sense to put it on Braun, because you can realistically say Braun isn't 100%. You could have, like, maybe you bring up Drew. Maybe you push Drew to the title. He could beat Braun, who's not 100%.
That's
it
fine.
It wouldn't be that unrealistic.
And even if you want to protect Braun, if he is hurt but still have matches, you can put, like, people that should wrestle for the title but aren't as big. Then it's like, okay, well, Braun's just a giant monster. That's why he's squashing these people. And I don't think it hurts a lot of the people to get squashed by Braun.
It just hurts Braun to always be squashed by Brock, but they've already started this trend, yeah. So...
Oh, this match is less than 5 minutes long.
I'd be shocked if it's four.
It's going to be three F5s and a pin.
Good.
Oh God.
That's it.
F5.
Which would be horrible.
Yes.
Maybe one German suplex.
Oh, at
maybe.
Least one.
Yeah.
After a couple punches, he gets in his punches,
yeah.
And...
I don't want them to... cut Braun open. That's
no.
Needs to stop.
Oh no, definitely not.
So
are we all agreeing? It's just this is gonna be a
Brock's winning,
squash
and he,
match.
And he should be fired from wrestling and never ever come back ever again.
No,
because he's so bad for it.
Right,
because he's only out for himself. Like
clearly,
like we were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Like Goldberg when he came back for what 4 months?
Yeah,
5 months and was perfect.
Yep,
he came back. Did, like the storyline made sense. He showed up. It was awesome. Everyone went bananas. He won the belt. He squashed Brock twice, lost the belt, and was gone.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Perfect.
If Brock came back and just won the belt and then lost it a couple months later and was just gone, that would be fine. But he doesn't.
Right.
Because he's just bad for wrestling.
He is.
So I think we're all agreeing Brock's winning, even though he shouldn't.
I think at this point you want the payoff where Brock loses at Mania and he's gone.
Yeah.
Now you have to start thinking, is that the winner of the Rumble or someone else?
I think it's the winner of the Rumble.
I do too. But we'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
We will get there. And then hopefully he's gone. And
he needs to be gone.
And never comes back. Ever again. I'd be happy if Goldberg came back again.
Yeah, no. I agree.
Like,
It wouldn't be like the greatest thing ever, but I'd be fine with it.
Right, if he showed up in a rumble, like in the rumble.
Oh, he could show up in the rumble anytime.
That'd be great.
Because spears don't show, make him look strong and don't make people go over the rope.
Right.
He could spear the entire ring.
Right, and that would be awesome.
Spear like six people into each other.
Yeah, like when Stone Cold stunned everyone.
Yes.
If Goldberg speared everyone in the company.
Yes.
It would be just as exciting the first time as the last one. You'd be like, oh, I get it. Goldberg speared the whole staff.
And then like somebody huge, like a Mark Henry sized person comes out and they stare down for an hour and a half.
Right.
And then Shaq comes out. I'm just saying.
Right. This is better than anything that involves Brock.
Yes.
All right. So we're all on Brock then, sadly. We'll go to Ronda versus Sasha.
Okay.
This is so thrown together. Like, I don't understand it. Oh, wait. It was, oh, it was during Moment of Bliss, right? This all happened?
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, it didn't make sense then.
And Ronda was talking about how...
Doesn't make sense
Sasha's
now.
The heart and soul of the women's division, and this, that, and the other, and she's great, but, like, this is just
that,
so
well,
out
that
of the blue.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
The whole thing is just thrown together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all gonna take Ronda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Ronda, the earliest Ronda would lose would be Mania.
Yes, and I don't even know that she will then.
Right. I think it'd be better if she lost at Mania. Like, I think that'd be the right thing, but...
It all depends on who they're throwing at her.
Right, and that's already, there's already speculation on what that match is going to be, and I'm not happy about it.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
So we're all taking Ronda.
I am.
Do you think it'll be a competitive match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, I don't think you need, like, Bayley out there. I don't think you need to do anything else.
Or Maddie.
Right.
Because it wouldn't make sense, because, like, they're both faces.
Right.
Unless in the next 2 weeks they're going to turn Sasha heel. Which, if they haven't done it up to this point,
why do it now?
Right.
Why do it when, you got to remember, they're going to make the women's tag titles.
Right.
Right.
I can't see a reason to not have Bayley and Sasha be a team trying to win those.
I think they're the perfect team to win the women's titles.
I think that's,
even if they don't
that's
win,
why
to be in the finals. Like, yeah.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what they
That's doing. A whole other thing, though. Is like, are they going to then put more of the women's... Or are both brands going to get their own women's titles?
I was hoping that, but I don't know. It didn't sound like that.
Because then, like, what's the point? So if they're on Raw, then what's the point of all the women's wrestlers on SmackDown? There's too many, then, if there's just the one belt.
There's not enough television for all the belts they have now. So, right. Like, I get both sides of the argument.
Yeah. I guess the nice thing is, like, Ronda does seem to sell for everyone.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Ronda has gotten way better. Yeah. Way, way better. She's still not my preferred champ, but she's fine.
Her armbar still looks awful.
Yes. Ungodly.
Stop stop bending somebody's elbow the right way.
Yeah, if I, I don't know, do you think if you never were into UFC, you would enjoy her better?
No.
Okay. Well, all right, then.
As somebody that took karate and knows how to properly apply some submissions, when you watch somebody's arm get bent in a way that it naturally bends, it's just frustrating. Because yeah. I also hate that they say when you roll over the figure four that it releases the pressure. It doesn't. It's still a knee bar.
It's supposed to reverse the pressure.
Right, it doesn't. Because you're still locked in the same knee bar.
Yeah, it's pretty painful.
And then you're the one that's locking the person's leg, so you could be the one that straighten your own leg out and get out of it.
It's called kayfabe.
Yeah, I get it. But, like those submissions specifically frustrate me. But, sorry, it's a Ronda wins.
Well, all right.
All right. Then we have Daniel Bryan versus AJ. Again.
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 And it'll be good, but I don't want it again.
No, it's like one of those, like, begrudgingly, like, yeah, you know it's going to be a great match. But let somebody else in there, like, if AJ wants to wrestle less and have a lighter schedule... to take him out of the title scene. And I feel like you could have ended their feud the last time.
Yep, you could have. But since you're not, I...
You can only feud with Samoa Joe so much. So you gotta move on, I guess.
I love me some Samoa Joe, though.
I guess this ties into... I think we're both on the same page of, like, what brand is winning the Rumble. So who is Daniel Bryan facing at Mania? Are we all in agreement that it's not the winner of the Rumble?
I'm feeling that way. I don't know. I've changed... Since we started recording this podcast, I've changed my pick for the two Rumbles like 6 times. So, I guess?
I don't think whoever wins the Rumble is facing Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the point is to get the belt off of Brock at Mania. Yeah.
And So I feel like with who they're pushing, I think we may end up with like Mustafa Ali versus Daniel Bryan.
Oh, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, I love that they're pushing him. That's a great... idea.
Yeah.
And he's great. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like a making a cruiserweight important.
Which they
That's not Rey Mysterio.
Right. They need to start getting in that mindset. Almost all their big people are cruiserweight or near cruiserweight.
Or could be.
Everybody in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Ciampa, right. Gargano, Pete Dunne, Adam Cole.
Right, they're all little.
Ricochet. They're all little. Ricochet.
Right. They're all right at that 200-pound mark or under.
Right.
And even like AJ, who's over like the cruiserweight limit, he's not that much. Like, right. There's no difference between a guy that weighs 220 pounds and a guy that weighs 205 pounds.
Yeah. Guys like Velveteen Dream, he's really tall, but he's not like, he's closer to that number than you probably want
Daniel
him to
Bryan's like just over 205. Like the whole Finn,
yeah.
He's under 205 pounds.
The days of the Giants and the Monsters needs to stop to a degree.
Right. I think it's fine if there's one on each brand. Like, you need to have that one big scary guy.
Right.
And then you have like that underdog story. Like when Rey beat Big Show or the Giant in WCW. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a fun to watch.
People, eat that shit up.
They eat that shit up. They eat it up. Nom, 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 nom.
So who are you taking for the Daniel Bryan AJ Styles match?
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
There's no reason, because then you'd have to rematch, and why would you not have Daniel? If Daniel Bryan
Well, now the rematch clause is gone, Tim.
Yeah, but come on, man. Aren't we seeing this match for the 15th time? I think there's no reason. If you were going to take the belt off of Daniel Bryan, it would have been done already, so you could throw him in the Rumble.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense for him to lose and then be in the Rumble.
And AJ not being in the Rumble frees him up to do something later as well.
Right.
Bring in some new guy or whatever and have him fight.
I think this could potentially be the best match.
Yes.
Yes.
On the whole show.
Yes, outside of Rumbles. Because Rumbles can always
They're
steal
fun.
The show.
They're always fun to watch.
Right.
So then I guess we got Becky Asuka.
Mm-hmm. I'm really torn on this one.
I'm not.
No? Who are you picking?
Asuka.
Yeah? You're going to go that way?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Because they really, they really did Asuka wrong in 2018. I think they
tried to write it with giving her the belt, and a lot of people weren't happy with Ronda giving her the belt. That didn't bother me
not one bit
because that just played into the Ronda Becky feud.
Correct,
and that's fine.
So, is your thought Asuka because you think Becky's going to challenge Ronda?
I think so. Yes, then plays into my Women's Rumble pick.
Okay,
so I could see a distraction where Charlotte takes Becky out.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing, because the rumor is the main event at Mania is Ronda, Becky, Charlotte.
Because we need that.
Right. They need to stop shoehorning Charlotte into everything. Let the women's wrestlers have a feud that doesn't involve Charlotte.
Yep. Ugh. All right.
That's the rumored main event.
I want to pick Becky, too. I think it benefits her to get the belt back on her.
Her going in as champion.
Yeah,
I do. But at the same time, she doesn't need it.
No.
And Asuka kind of does.
Right. Because Asuka got done so dirty.
But at the same time, I don't feel like there's a lot of oomph behind Asuka having the belt going into Mania. I almost feel like whoever gets paired against her is just going to beat her.
You think?
Asuka's just a regular run-of-the-mill opponent now. They've killed a lot of her mystique.
Right.
Yeah.
And
she'd be better in AEW.
There's a lot of people that would be better in AEW. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking about that contract right now. All right, I'll angrily say Asuka. Maybe it'll be something as simple as Charlotte interferes. Maybe it'll be Ronda interfering again. It's irritating.
I think if they're pushing that rumored event, it doesn't make sense for Ronda. I think there's already enough between Becky and Ronda that I don't need anymore.
Do you think Becky interferes and then Ronda loses?
No.
No. No way?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's any way Ronda loses the belt.
Okay.
And I don't think her first loss would come until potentially Mania.
Okay.
That
makes sense, but they haven't been making sense as of late, so I gotta entertain it.
Right. No, I see your point. I would be really frustrated if Sasha took the belt off Ronda.
I would too. Because, but I could see it happening as well.
Yeah, right. Because it makes no sense at all for Sasha to have the belt.
Right.
Because I think they're the obvious picks to win the women's title. The tag titles.
I think they would... No, I don't think they're going to.
Who do you think is going to win the rumored women's tag team titles? Or the women's tag team titles?
Nia and Tamina.
Really?
Oh.
I went Nia off the TV.
Well, so do I, but
so much.
You asked me who I thought was going to
win. That's her character now.
She is so bad.
Facebreaker.
She is so bad at everything.
It's funny how when she's edited in NXT, she's really good, but when she's on live TV, it's not as good.
She is so bad. She needs... They need, since they like to forget, like, continuity.
Yeah.
She needs Alexa to be her manager.
Oh, that'd be fine.
So she doesn't ever have to talk.
Right.
At all.
She's got Brock syndrome.
Right. But she really can't wrestle either.
She's okay. She's okay.
Sasha really almost died.
Like, sure.
Bench press, like, way more than she does now. And, like, really, like, I don't know.
Like, right,
she
like
really
she's doing...
She really needs to manhandle her opponents.
Right, if you so what you're saying
to
is...
To get that, like, monster...
Right, she needs more arm strength instead of just being the big girl who's going to crush you kind of thing.
Because, like, I feel like even, like, Awesome Kong...
Sure.
...was stronger. Awesome Kong was huge, like, big, big girl.
She was very wide compared to Nia. She was, like, a wider frame.
Right, but she had, like, she threw people around like it was nothing.
Right.
And even, Karma, or were they the same person?
They were the same.
Okay. Thank you. I thought they were the same person, but she throws people around. Because we watched the Rumble, and she, the one in, like, 2012, and she came back.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
it was in, the Rumble. Like, she was throwing people around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger than Sasha. And Nia has a hard time throwing Sasha around.
Yeah.
And Sasha's little.
Yeah, no. You sneeze, you could break Sasha.
Right.
Right. And she looks like she has a hard time doing the big... stunts.
And, like, I would say maybe it's something, like, female composition. Maybe the breasts make it hard to be, like...
No, but China.
Right, and that would be the argument.
Granted, China was trying...
And Awesome Kong probably was bigger in this department. Right. She was manhandling
people.
I mean,
China was probably juicing.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
To the high heavens.
No, she's just juicing in heaven. Hi-yo!
Too soon.
Rest in peace.
I wish they'd acknowledge her more on WWE, but that's a different point.
I mean, that's a shame. Even after someone's death, you don't even acknowledge them.
Because
that's true. That's really true.
Trips did her so dirty.
Yep. We all know why she's not getting mentioned.
Yeah.
It's not because she did a porn.
Because she should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right. The argument can't be, like, she had... Like, can't be drugs. Everybody's done drugs in WWE.
Right.
It can't be pornography because you were promoting Playboy and not back in the day.
Right.
So what is it?
Right.
You know what it is.
Right. People were... The women's wrestlers were winning matches to get to be in Playboy.
Right.
So, like, that's obviously not it. So, who
are
you
taking,
Olivia?
What were we talking
about again? Becky, Asuka.
Oh, right.
You would said Asuka, I think, right?
Yes. I said Asuka.
I think it's Asuka with interference.
They could build a storyline where Asuka's tired of interference and she challenges people.
That would be like she did an open challenge every week for her title.
Maybe.
I think that would be good for her character.
Because she comes off strong, but this is going to get old. So they got to have some sort of narrative versus, you know, besides her just, I'm the champ.
Right.
There needs to be reasoning. Motive, people. Motive. Storytelling 101.
Right. And continuity.
Rising action needs to actually rise.
We don't always forget things that happened 2 weeks ago. Like, let's store...
They figured we didn't watch at all, so we don't know.
So, I guess we'll go to the Women's Rumble. Since it's already out there, I think Becky's winning the Women's Rumble.
You think she's going to turn up in the Rumble?
I think she'll be, like, 29. Or what? Isn't 27 the one that wins from the most?
I think so.
I think she'll be number 27, since she can't be 30, because that's Carmella. I think...
Unless she beats up Carmella and takes her spot.
That's fine. But I think Becky's coming in at the end and is winning the Rumble.
I think Becky is the only one who could pull that stunt and get away with it, because she's so over. Because any time, like when Roman was in the Rumble after wrestling.
Right, because everyone hates Roman.
Yeah, but I hate that regardless. If you're in the main card, you're not in the Rumble. It's just the way it's been for most of the history of the Rumble. And I just think that's the way it should be. I think you should give more people an opportunity. The Rumble is when people who never get on TV get on TV, you know?
Zack Ryder winning the men's Rumble.
Woo, woo, woo. All right, so you're picking Becky. What do you think, Olivia? Because still changing my pick six times in my head.
Hang on. Who's in it so far that we know of?
Carmella number 30, Ember Moon, Natalia, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Ruby Riott, Sarah Logan, Liv Morgan, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Alicia Fox, and Zelina Vega.
So Sasha's pulling double duty.
Mm. Yeah. Huh.
So those are confirmed.
I know who my pick is.
They're really pushing Mandy Rose.
That was my pick. Yeah, Mandy Rose. They're
really pushing her.
I've been on and off about thinking about where that's going. And Mandy Rose getting pulled. Getting that, I could see it happening.
She's gonna win and be in Pele Boy.
On the topic of Mandy Rose, it's funny how they've been doing like her sending like risque photos of herself to the Uso. I don't remember which Uso it is.
Jimmy or whoever.
Jimmy.
Yeah, I don't know.
The one that's with Naomi.
And so it's like she's in like a towel. The towel covers more of her body than her regular ring gear. So, if she wanted to send, like, a scantily clad photo to the Uso, she should be wearing her ring gear, because that's way more revealing than a towel that covers her up completely.
I love that she's with the dude from Heavy Machinery. That's so great.
Otis Dozovich.
Yeah. Wait, is that real?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's not just, like, a fake Instagram thing?
No, I thought that was real.
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was real.
I don't know.
Because I've looked at his, Instagram lately. Like, he hasn't been posting her as much. It's like, I don't know, I feel like it's very like tongue-in-cheek with his
I always thought posts. It was a real thing. I'm not on Instagram though. Well, she should be if she's not.
she should
be riding the old dozer.
And Rhino 2.0. Just have like Corey Graves go insane, like, why is she with him?
He looks like a meatball.
Why didn't they say he was Rhino's kid? That would have got over.
He could be.
Yeah, I think he could be, age-wise, right?
I mean, Rhino's like 70 or 80 years old.
Right? I don't think so. I think he was actually young when he was ECW champ. He just looks the same. He's just always looked the same. Just sometimes he has a mustache.
And he's just gotten rounder.
Kind of. All right, so you're taking Mandy Rose. Damn it. Now I want to pick somebody else just for argument's sake.
I'm not sure if I want to pick her, but like that's definitely...
It's an option.
Somebody who they're really pushing.
Sure.
And the other pick would be...
He'll be 44 this year.
Okay. That's not old, but that's wrestling old.
I think that I listed like 12 names, so there's like 18 people that haven't been